God, it looked like
I don't know about that, big dog. He was still a second or two behind.
That is usual.
Yep.
Two sports talk with the guys.
Okay, that was a little bit on the lame side. It's never coming to me. Let's go back to someone that works.
Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is Saturday morning,
and it is happening. It's that time again. Wake up, everyone, for it is that time. Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Money Money Quarterbacks on Saturday.
How's it going, everyone?
Oh, my God, do you recognize that cadence? He is here, the big dog. He has arrived. Oh, my goodness. So this is going to be an awesome, awesome program. I mean, it always is. But when the big dog is here, it just rocks beyond control. Huh, big dog?
Yeah, sure.
There you go, big dog. How's that? Gonna take all the kitty odor away.
Oh, didn't even notice it.
Yeah, we changed the kitty litter. It's getting hot and putrid. But anyway, they're getting bigger now. They're getting very friendly. And they're just absolutely awesome. Lucky little bastards. They have a yard the size of the Grand Canyon. You don't want to go anywhere else. So we're very fortunate with that. So how are you, big dog? Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, big dog.
What's up?
Everything always, nothing ever.
How's work?
Yeah. I ditched.
No.
I had medical appointments on Thursday.
Yes, I saw that. Is everything okay? I saw the clinic that you went to?
I think so. I think so. Yeah. So this is all crap. Pretty dumb. Didn't work on the printer, so it didn't work. Can I get you a cup of coffee, big dog?
Nah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I can get you one now, big dog.
Nah.
Well, big dog, I gotta tell you, first of all, my condolences. The your team lost the Kings. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of lost.
It happens.
Yeah, the Kings are pretty much doing everyone in, but the Kings like. They like to get in trouble.
Yes.
And they've been doing that for several years now. I mean, was it 2 years ago when they won every game on the road?
Yes.
Wow. Now the Kings don't like the series unless they're down.
Well, that was the case with them in
the
Chicago.
The Sharks, 3-0.
Well, now with Chicago.
Jeez, come on, boys.
They were down 1-0. No one had beaten Chicago in Chicago yet. And they were the first ones to do it.
Wow, wow, no kidding. So game 3 is tonight at 8 p.m. Pacific time. Oh, and by the way, folks, I do want to remind and tell everyone that whether you know this or not, but on the MajorLeagueBaseball.com website and through Roku, because we have Roku, you can download the Major League Baseball viewer channel or whatever, and every day you can watch a free game of the week. You don't need
Your choice?
No, the game that baseball is offering. That's how I was doing it on LetMeHearYou.com. Every day they were offering a different game.
Well, it sucks. What if it's the Royals versus the Indians every day?
I called a Royals versus the Indians game.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, I was lucky that 1 year I was doing all those games, one game a week. That was exciting, man. I lucked out, and I commented about that when I was doing it at LetMeHearYou.com. I was like, wow, they got some good stuff here. So, folks, I got to tell you, they're really exciting. A lot of fun. And
did you get your Did you get your comment from your daughter Gmo about her cake that she printed?
I heard something about it. So what's this all you calling me a cat man? I am sympathetic to the life forms of the world. I've always been. Except when it comes to engineers. I thought I should clarify that.
Right. 10 years ago you wouldn't have given two shakes about them.
About engineers? I still don't give a shit about engineers.
About the life forms over there.
Do you mean the little kitties?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, big dog. I was always worried about them eating
but then being needed in Alhambra, Monterey Park.
Yeah.
I was always concerned about cats in the entire San Gabriel Valley, especially along the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Nah.
Even the cats are like, whoa, what the hell is that? They got spooky right out.
What? Because you mentioned Asian. They think they're going to get eaten.
I never said such a thing.
You mentioned the Ho Chi Minh Trail. They don't know. They don't know the difference.
They don't know. Very few people know unless you're very good, big dog. Unless you live in the San Gabriel Valley. Oh, that is so bad. I resigned myself all week not to be stupid when it comes to racist remarks. And it had to take me 6 minutes to do. And I came on with...
Well, no, you didn't say anything I did.
Well, let's just say that I created a safe harbor for you so that you could do that stuff.
Nah.
That's fun, guys.
How's your softball thing going?
Thank you, big dog. We're going to do the Roger Watch right now. I don't think I really pranked, but I was actually wrong in the score. The scorekeeper was wrong. I said that we won 15-10 going away. No, we won 16-11.
Going away.
Big dog, I'm getting the feeling that I suck hitting. I really do.
Well, you know, hitting's usually the last to come back.
And big dog, in the fifth inning when we were down by a lot, I came up and that pitch was coming in and it just...
You whipped it?
I quieted the mechanism. I remember Kevin Costner and I was just like, bullshit. And I mean, that pitch was coming in. I had so much time to think about it. I'm like, all right, just, you know, stand, you know, calm. And remember what the umpire told me? He was just, you know, don't move around. I'm like, yeah, I am audibly dyslexic. The umpire's pretty damn cool. He is really cool. He's funny. But this time, I just, no movement in my bat. I did what Roger does, and when that pitch came in, first pitch was outside, ball. And I'm already 0-2, so I am... Livid! I am batting 200. If I get out, I am 2-4-11. That's 181 or 182, big dog. Oh my god! I'm like, I'm gonna be hitting 182. That was the first year.
Not even batting your weight.
No, the first year I played baseball, hit 182 all season. That sucked. But I committed like 3 errors all in the first game. The rest of the 18 games, I was flawless. That's what kept me in the lineup.
So you were the Mark Belanger of the team?
Well, I appreciate you comparing me to such a name, but, yeah.
And let's see how many people know that name.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because he was not very bat-heavy, but he was, and that's how he made his career. He was defensive shortstop, second baseman.
Yeah.
Either or?
No, he was second baseman.
Okay.
I'm not mistaken.
He was a defensive second baseman, like you wouldn't believe.
Texadale says that Adam Dunn is batting 182, and
what's up, Cavs?
That may be true, but Adam Dunn knocked the Yankees dick in the dirt last night. 0-2, 2 outs,
and
bottom of the ninth.
And he gets paid slightly more than you.
So there you go, big dog. In that 15 when we're down, all I know is when that pitch came in, I quieted the mechanism. Bam, base to the left. I was like, yeah!
Now, do you guys have it in your league?
And
that,
I did print the rules.
That if the ball goes over the fence, it's an out.
Well, there's no fence.
Oh, okay. Because
no, there's no fence.
Oh, okay. Because when I go watch, there's that big league, the big league Field of Dreams or whatever the hell it is.
Oh yeah.
There's one right there in Mira Loma, and if you hit it over the fence there, it's an out.
We're a bunch of pussies. They're playing from Futurama. What was that?
No, it's regular. Right.
Learns ball.
And do you guys play 9 men or 10? You play 9 or 10 on the field.
Well, it's co-ed, so that's a little rude of me to say that we play 9 or 10 men.
Well, that's why I said 9 or 10. I didn't specify.
Men.
Do you play 9 or 10?
Players.
Yes.
If you have them, 10.
Okay, yeah, because they
play 10. Rover.
They play 10, yeah.
Rover, come on over.
4 in the outfield and is what they do.
Yes, folks. The scorekeeper got a big hit and scored a run. And then he rounded third. The dumbass pulled his hamstring. I was favoring it all week. Oh, my God.
Oh, timeout. Timeout.
I finally got to third. And I'm like, I've got to get rid of my hamstring.
I felt it, and you know it right away. There is no joke.
He says in his league he calls two home runs only after that is it in and out. Okay.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. All right. I'm glad Cash Potato is in. He's in the chat room. We're waiting for him to get it. But, rudely enough, I cannot... Oh, wait a minute. No, that is him. That is him. Hey, Cash Potato, are you in? Do I bring you in? I for a minute there, I thought you were Brian. But let me see. Do I bring him in? Yes or no?
Yep.
Guess not.
Yep.
He says, I am in.
Yep.
All right.
I am in.
All right. Sonny?
I am in. Good morning, gentlemen.
Shut up.
Good morning.
Oh, shut up.
I don't want it. Man, yes, it was really hard. Good deal. Good morning, gentlemen. That's such a badass tune. I'm sorry. It don't get much
good
better.
Good morning.
Matter of fact, if I was stuck on an island and could only listen to one song ever again, I think it would have to be that one, the Street Beater. Absolutely.
Wow. I am flattered, Big Dog or Couch Potato. That is absolutely awesome. Well, good morning, sir. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. I've been up for an hour. I'm trying to shake off the cobwebs, getting ready for tonight's IFL matchup of the Texas Revolution taking on the Sioux Falls Storm live at the Allen Event Center tonight. So, and just getting ready, just getting the notes and getting the stats and all the stuff that's needed for the call, getting that all set and ready.
Now, you do know, scorekeeper, that in a couple of years, since he is, of course, a Hall of Famer, and, you know, his broadcasting has been ever-expanding. In a couple of years, it will no longer be called the Allen Event Center. It will be called the Couch Potato Center.
Yeah, you know, or the Sonny Clark Performance Center.
I thought it was going to be the Sonny Clark Memorial Stadium, but what do I know?
There you go.
That's pretty good. With that one. I did not know, but Sonny Clark.
And of course, you know, since there's going to be a very soon-to-be former NBA owner, you know, he may be working alongside.
Rumor has it. It's unconfirmed because now they're backpedaling on it. Yeah.
Okay.
Last night they were backpedaling on it that, maybe he did not authorize it.
I haven't heard that one.
I did. I spent a lot of time on some junk sites. But go ahead, Mr. Clark.
You want Bleacher Report?
No. I spend my time in real sites.
Well, you said junk sites.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I was there. You're right. That was good, Big Dog. Damn. Sonny, the Big Dog is wide awake this morning.
I hear, and I'm just getting my coffee through my veins. But speaking of that, as far as the Dallas Mavericks and the Allen Event Center, there's a rumor that the Texas legend of the D-League will move over from the Dr. Pepper Center over to the Allen Event Center. And if that be the case, I will probably be going to a lot of the Texas legend games, seeing how it's right down the street. So hopefully trying to work something out with them as well.
Cool. Yeah, Sonny Clark, that is cool. Oh, by the way, I want to give a quick shout-out to lots of people.
No shout-outs.
Yeah, I'm going to start off with Saul.
Started!
Rat Bastard got my computer up and going, and it's going to cost me some money.
What was wrong with it?
What was wrong with it?
Which one, that one?
Yeah, that one. The one that was dying, choking on the McAfee! You guys suck!
That's why I have Norton's.
They still suck, too. They're
Norton's great for me.
Try WebBrute. WebBrute since 2005.
Oh, my God. That one infected my computer so badly, WebBrute. I had to get rid of it after like 4 days.
Yeah.
And it took me 2 days to get it all out of my computer.
Yeah, mine took
wow,
me
I've
only
never had a problem.
$5.
Interesting.
Gentlemen, any program that you download and becomes a memory and resource suck is worthless. Norton is better than McAfee, but it's still, they, you know, they're yeah. Anyway, Malware Bytes, that's the one that I'm using.
Yeah, that's what I use that in conjunction with Norton.
So, Big Dog, it looks like we are on the same page.
I use Walmart Bytes and whatever.
Whoa, you said Walmart?
Walmart.
Get the fuck out of here.
Walmart.
Get the hell out of here.
I shop Walmart. I have no problem. I shop Sam's Club, too, so there.
I go to Walmart all the time.
That is the only place that sells my gummy bears at Sam's Club. Get a six-pound bag of gummy bears for $5. And it's the Black Taurus gummy
bears.
That's
a bargain.
Costco used to sell them, but they got too snooty and they decided not to. Now they only sell the little bags. That don't work for me. I got to have the big bag. So there.
That's right.
They have gummy.
Yes, they do. My favorite thing.
Oh, I guess I should pay attention to that. No, he's only told me this story once a year for the last 6 years.
Oh, crap.
That's right.
That's his favorite thing, and I didn't even know that. Just like you didn't know I was so much into the train.
Yes.
Big Dog, this is a year of, holy crap, I didn't know that from one or the other.
Sigmund Freud would have had fun with you with the train, though, you know, because you like him going into the tunnel, coming out of the tunnel. Going into the tunnel, coming out of the tunnel.
Really? Yeah, okay.
Look up Sigmund Freud. What was everything
of him?
Yeah, what was everything relating to?
Sex.
Yeah, so I'm saying, do you like the train going into the tunnel, coming out of the tunnel? In the tunnel, coming out of the tunnel.
I'm actually very fond of subway systems, so they never actually come out of the tunnel. So I must have some inherent issues. Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, yeah, no, I use Malware Bytes in conjunction with Norton's. Whatever Malware Bytes does not catch, Norton's does.
But you've had it before. You've had it while it's been free forever, right?
Yeah, well, no. Ever since when I switched to this computer, I had to pay. I was like, damn it, after the free trial. But I was like, eh, it's okay. I like Malware Bytes.
Well, there you go, folks.
Yes, I did used to have it when it was free.
Yeah.
On the old computer.
Well, I thought it was, well, that's what Saul is telling me, that he should be making sure that one works. You see, Saul, damn it, you stupid rat bastard. You just have a message from me. So anyway. All right, we're going to go out, folks. It is a glorious Saturday morning. It's only 18 minutes in, and we've talked a little bit about sports.
And it is Memorial Day weekend.
It is Memorial Day weekend, so I am thrilled. I am on my third day off of six. Wow. No, hold on. I still have Sunday and Monday, so third day off of five. I'm 3 of 5 today. This is the hump day of my five-day weekend. Sorry. I have to go get my allergy pill in a moment. Yeah, forgive me. But it is a glorious weekend. I do want to finish up very quickly what happened in the game. As I mentioned, we won 16-11 going away. We had a huge 9-run fifth inning to put the game away.
And you were 1 for 3, right?
Yeah, and I was 1 for 1 in that inning. But I went from 250 to 272. Actually, 273 if you round it off. So, 273. I had 3 chances at second base, and I handled them all flawlessly. So, when our team plays defense, we generally shut them down. We get like 8 runs in the first 2 innings, man. We just sucked. Flat out sucked, and then we didn't give them anything the rest of the way through.
So was it 6 innings?
For them, 6 innings. It was 5 innings for us. And we won. So, yes, we are now 3-0, and now we face an upper division team, so we'll see what happens. I feel good about it, but it's all right.
So your pitching skills coming around.
I still haven't been pitching. Remember, I was there at the last minute, but then the real pitcher showed up, which I'm more of a pitcher than all of them, but that's okay. In softball, I fully admit I am rusty as a rusty bucket. I have not pitched a softball game, Big Dog, since the 1990s.
It's because you're old.
I haven't been playing. But yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, well, good morning to you too, Dick. So, in other Star Wars-related news, I don't know if you guys know this, but they've now the director to the next Star Wars movie that's going to be in 2016.
Well, what was the old Star Wars news? You said in other Star Wars news. So what was the first Star Wars news?
That there's news about the first movie. So, anyway.
The first movie or
Episode 7 will be debuting in 2015, and now there's going to be standalone. They don't know.
Maybe.
No, it's confirmed. The director has been chosen for the standalone movie.
I'm saying 2015, maybe.
It's going to be in December. They're on schedule.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, they're pretty anal about reserving things in advance. They finally become scorekeeper-ish.
So are they going to open at Christmas?
Yeah, around that time. Yeah, Star Wars has always opened up in May, but now they're opening up.
Well, yeah, because they know who owns May, that's why.
Who owns May?
Marvel. First weekend in May. And Memorial Day.
But Star Wars has always opened up.
No, I know. And so why did they open in December? Because they know that
now
we...
it's a different director. And no, is
they know Marvel owns May.
Oh, my Lord. Whatever. Okay, well, let's go. Let's get back to the real world of sport.
Godzilla!
What about Godzilla?
That was good.
Did you, but you want to go see the little movie... 2 days ago. What was it?
Spider-Man. I mean, X-Men.
And?
I give it a solid B plus A minus. And anybody out there, any females or other that likes Hugh Jackman, you will be happy to find out that he has a butt scene, and he has admitted, freely admitted, it is his butt. And he had to wear a green sock. I read about that. That was extremely funny. He had to wear a green sock because they were afraid something would be dangling. So they had him wear a green sock so they could green screen it out of the way. And he had a ball with that one, so to speak, saying that he had to wear the green sock. He said, you know, it's kind of hard because, you know, it's kind of hard to keep it from dangling.
It's kind of hard.
You know, to keep it from dangling, you know, it has a mind of its own. So. But he did freely admit that it was his butt in the movie. He did not use a butt double. So.
It was going to be too hard on him. It was going to be too hard on him.
He said the director came to his head and said, the scene, I won't give any spoilers, but the scene is Wolverine wakes up. He's been, you know, he slept with a girl.
Get it away!
Just that one, but it's nothing. It has nothing to do with it. He sleeps with a girl, and the director asked him, well, you know, you've always played Wolverine. He said, would Wolverine get out of bed after sleeping with his girl all night or, you know, being with the girl all night? Would he be wearing boxers or briefs? And he's all, this is Wolverine, damn it. He wouldn't wear anything. He'd go commando. So he said that is why he has a butt scene.
Well, I guess being a man, you wake up without that stuff
after
being with a woman. Come on, every idiot knows that. So, those idiots that ask that question, those are the morons that still sit behind mama's apron string. And speaking of such...
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm.
Even with Cujo.
Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Only when he gets caught with peanut butter.
Good morning, Brian. What up?
Not much, guys. How's it going?
Sounds a little tired. Yeah, you sound a little tired. How's Cujo doing?
He's in my lap driving down the road, so he's good.
That's
so
a cool thing when you can take your dog with you. My dog's the same way. We'll go, usually every day, we'll go for a quick ride somewhere, and he is such a good car dog.
Yeah, he's good. I'm taking him to go get his anal gland expressed today.
Oh,
so.
Thanks. That, you talk about too much information.
Too much peanut butter, they said.
That's what it is, you know.
Too much peanut butter. See, Cujo gets too much peanut butter.
And they scared me. I'll be back. You have a bridge.
He has to have his anal land.
Oh, man.
Well, since I have the baseball people online, what do you guys think about Prince Fielder going on the IL for pretty much the rest of the season and out? Sonny?
It's a good way to pick up $25 million and just relax for the rest of the year.
Well, yeah, I guess you could say that. But, I mean, he's never been on the DL before, so I was thinking maybe, you know, when they said he was going to go on the DL, I thought, and out of the season, I thought maybe there was just too much money or too much weight on him. But when they said neck, you know, I guess it's that heavy beard or something. I don't know.
Right. I've been hearing about it since we're down here. And I didn't know it was even an issue, but I have to admit that keeping track of the Texas Rangers this year, it's very easy to forget about them. You want to talk about a team that's gone from glory to bust. I mean, goodness gracious, they're in fourth place. If I'm not mistaken, I think they're behind the Houston Astros in this division. So, yeah, it's one of those things where you take a look at the team on how well it has been, how it has played in the past 3 or 4 years. They are nowhere near of where they used to be. So the question then will probably go to, you know, everybody was talking about Washington and how bad they played. How bad they're playing. Will Washington be beat? By the way, it's not. Houston is 17-32. Texas is not very much better at 23-25. Then Seattle still sucking it up like they always do at 24-23. Those are the bottom three. I mean, geez Louise. I mean, it's the classic. But Oakland, I'll tell you, Cuervo called this about 3 years ago about Oakland being good for the next 3 to 4 years, and he called he called this 2 years ago, and he is in the third year, and Oakland is just putting together. They got a great pitching staff that's going out there, and they're getting really good defense as well. And then you add up on the fact that everybody's hitting the ball. 30-18 right now, although they've lost two games in a row, but on the road they're 18-8. Okay, they've won more games on the road and lost less on the road than they have at home. So it's kind of one of those flip-flop things when you take a look at Oakland, how well they're doing right now in the AL West.
So true. And then, of course, you have the so-called world champs that now have lost 8 in a row and are in last place in the East.
Man, they really stuck.
Yeah, the Beantowns having a tough time. Yep.
Yeah, thanks for taking over, Big Dog, because I had not taken my allergy medication, and now I have, so it should be okay now.
You allergic to cats?
Coincidentally enough, they do give me issues from time to time. But no,
yeah,
I suffer from...
That's a lover right there. That's a lover of a good animal. Even though you're kind of allergic to them, you still have them. That's good stuff. I like that.
Well, actually, it's only when there is a lot of dander and they are shedding. And right now they've begun that.
With 11 cats, I wonder.
Yeah, they've begun to do
something. How'd that happen?
You're not going to give any away, are you?
They are now officially on the market of the of Nelly's 5 kids. Those are.
Those cats
but
are going
Nelly's
nowhere.
Luna's already been.
There was a black and white cat next door sitting in the yard.
Oh, that little bitch is. I mean, that little cat's going to be fixed very, very soon. I could have been Nellie. I don't know. If she's on the.
Yes. Keep talking.
Well, that's because all those animals are making noise over there. It's frightening. But anyway, it's all good. Luna's already been fixed. Nellie's next, but she's still nursing a little bit, so. We're scheduling it for June, and we'll see. We're just moving forward. They're all going to get fixed. That's it.
When's your turn?
Well, I do have my appointment the first Friday in June, and that's going to be the setup for the physical, and, get fixed myself.
You get a physical?
I get one every year.
Oh. Have you had the rubber glove treatment?
No, thank God, but since this one is a female, this is the first actual female doctor I've ever had in my life.
Is she going to have to make you turn your head and cough?
I don't know.
You going to be embarrassed?
I don't know. I'm too old for that. Brian, on the other hand, he's still on the young side. He still hasn't turned 40, so he probably is embarrassed.
No, Brian stands there like this, Superman pose.
Brian does the Superman pose?
Yeah, he tells you, yeah, that's right, I'll cough. I'll cough left and right. While he's holding Cujo.
Oh, my goodness. That was good. That was funny. I will have to
admit. He doesn't drop the fur ball. He's all right. He's right.
Well, thank God I haven't dropped any fur balls yet. We seem to have lost the internet connection. I don't know what's going on.
My internet's just fine.
Well, I'm glad.
Let me make sure.
It's okay.
I will open something else up.
Go ahead and open up something else.
Oh, I want to tell you. Technology is amazing, guys. I called in on that phone when I couldn't talk. I think, that was... Matt's show, but I was using my phone. But this also is a modem. I push a button and my computer can connect to it. And I'll tell you, these phones are amazing. I have really leaped into the 21st century here with a smartphone for the first time. since they've been available. So I've always been that flip phone kind of guy. There you go.
Just before you said that, so. I was saying in a low voice, flip phones don't count, Sonny.
What are you saying?
Hey, listen, so, Sonny, listen, when I want to dial 9 numbers, I want to push a damn button, not a damn screen. I mean, that's a big pain in the butt. And if you miss it by just a little bit because you get big fat fingers like I do, you're calling the wrong telephone number. It really just kind of ticks me off. So I keep the smartphone for when I'm calling the games and stuff like that, but I still carry the flip phone. Hell with it.
So, Sonny, are you a... iPhone man or an Android man?
I am an LG Android man because I'm not paying $600 for a phone. That's just not happening.
He did the pay-as-you-go, okay. Or the monthly.
Oh, No. I don't do that crap. I don't like being locked into a freaking contract. I'll buy the phone. The phone costs $99. And so I bought the phone outright, and then I went to Metro PC with 4G. So I don't know if that's good, but it's working good enough.
Mr. Clark, are you happy with your service and your opportunity?
Well, let me kind of say it this way. I don't necessarily pay for the service because I play commercials during the softball game for Metro PC, so I don't really pay for the service. So being happy with the service, yeah, pretty damn happy, especially when I'm not paying for it. Yeah.
Well, that means you made the right decision then.
That's right.
That's right.
I just bought the phone on eBay and then went to Metro PC. Yep, so...
You demand, big dog. I mean, whatever. You demand a couch potato.
But that's just the way. So, by the way, Jim Mersey. Jim Mersey.
What about him?
You want to talk about what about him? A guy gets caught. Okay, the guy gets caught with $29,000 in cash in a briefcase and a laundry bag where numerous bottles of prescription drugs are found with him that are not his, not in his name, and this guy gets 2 misdemeanor counts. I'm telling you right now, if this was you or me, we would be buried underneath the jail. My God. It just goes to show what that money can buy you justice. It's amazing. And this guy is not gonna spend a lick of time in jail whatsoever. It's nuts.
That's what
I would be locked up for 25 years, Sonny.
Absolutely, if not longer. Now, if I had $29,000 in cash, I wouldn't be going out buying drugs. But then again, I'm smarter than he is on that point. Geez Louise. He needs $29,000 in cash on him at all times. Oh, no, he wasn't going to go do anything illegal or anything. Jeez, come on. Oh. Unbelievable.
So, Mr. Ursay, the owner of the team, can we now put this to bed, boys, about what everyone was saying that he has to be punished? I think it's been made very clear. He is an owner. He sets the rules. He is not going to be punished for his...
No, he's not, especially their 2 misdemeanors.
That's only in the NBA when they fine you and do things illegal there without calls, really. It's only in the NBA, not the NFL, guys.
Or Major League Baseball. It only suits them in Major League Baseball if you're a friend of Hitler and stuff like that, which I think is appropriate, Marge Schott, you dumb wench. That idiot's red nose.
Yeah, but if that was a player that got pulled over for the same thing and arrested for the same thing, that guy would be suspended immediately. I mean, there wouldn't have been much debate whatsoever about that whole thing, regardless of how it ended up, like he got lucky as all get out. It just goes to show. But if that was a player, Ryan Clark said it best, and I actually tripped on this because I don't watch First Take, but he was actually on First Take, and he nailed it. I mean, and you can say whatever you want about ownership and everything else, but if you don't think that there is some kind of, I don't want to say conspiracy, but more so, if that was it, let's just say that was Ryan Clark who got busted for that. I mean, that guy would be suspended for 4 games without too much of or he'd probably been suspended for 6 to 8 games, and then after they came back with 2 misdemeanors, then suspended for 2. But, I mean, he would immediately have been suspended. And this thing goes back to, you know, early March when this arrest happened and everything else. So, you know, I'm agreeing with Ryan Clark on this one. It's a, you know, it is a little bit hypocrisy that if that was a player, he'd be suspended without pay and everything else. So it's not a good thing.
Hey Brian, look. If we're talking about the owner here, look, like the thing that happened with Donald Sterling, it was no big whoop to us over here. I mean, when you look at the owners, they are we know this. They're the ones that set the rules. And in the NFL, nothing is going to happen. But, Brian, along those lines, weren't most of us fans really tired of the players getting away with everything for the longest time? And now that they are, especially in the NFL, they're coming down very hard on the players. I mean, did we, as fans, demand too much? Or are we getting what we actually demanded? And I'm going to go to you in a moment, Big Dog. But, Brian, you remember the out players getting away with everything. Now they're not. Everything.
Well, I still think sometimes they're not being punished enough.
Sorry, Brian.
I appreciate that.
No, I don't think we lost them. But I do want to go to you, Big Dog, on that. There was an outcry for the longest time.
Yeah, and the reason why I think now they're coming down more and more is because of social media being what it is, where, you know, anything that happens is immediately put online for all to see. And the way the attitude of these players, most of these players have that flippant attitude of, you know, I'm above everybody. And
that's the way everyone treats them.
True, and that's what I'm saying. But with social media being the way it is, and everybody criticizing everything to the utmost extent, that's why everything is being dealt with so quickly and maybe not so quietly anymore.
Well, it is very difficult to hide almost everything and anything. It's like every senior clerk signed up at every county detention facility and someone said, if here's a name of 3,000 people, if any one of these idiots gets booked, you call us and you get paid right away. It's got to be because it is almost, I mean, no one gets away with it anymore. And it is amazing. It really is, and rightfully so. Sonny, your comments, are the players finally getting their due reward for being a-holes? Or, like Brian said, no, they still need more.
Well, I think the fact that the players are getting it now, it's a good thing. I mean, I'm not complaining. All I want, as far as at least in the Jim Mersey thing, compared to what's going on, all I want is the same thing that it would be. I mean, yes, I know they're the owners, and I get it, and I understand that. But we're talking about a league that generates close to $18 billion. I'm not falling for the small number anymore, okay? I just don't believe it. We're talking about a league that generates $18 billion a year, okay? And there's different standards for different places. But as an owner, being caught with a controlled substance, I think, is worse than the player getting caught with the controlled substance. I mean, geez Louise, you would think that he would be smarter than that. Obviously, he's not. This guy's also got a history of this crap, too. So the simple fact of the matter is that this does boil down to it's not what you know. It's definitely who you know. Jim Mersey put Indianapolis back up on the map. That's the reason why the slap on the wrist happens. You and I in that same situation, we are with intent to buy illegal drugs and distribute and be buried. And I'm all for the players getting nailed. I'm all for that. But I think you got to at least come and take a look at that situation and say, well, you know what? If the players are being held to a certain standard, the owner should be actually held to a more difficult standard, more so than the players, because these are the guys with the money. So I think this is a complete and utter joke.
He was buying it, or he was buying it for himself, really, and he had a drug problem. And if he's selling it to a bunch of people, that's a problem. But buying it for himself, I don't really see the problem. I know it's illegal, but I don't think you go to jail for that, really.
Well, we're going to delve into this a bit further. I have to take a quick break, gentlemen, because I have to introduce our lost prodigal son. I want to bring him in right now, and of course I have to thank Sonny Clark for the intro. Bringing him in right now. No, it is not Saul. I got to get that rat bastard, though, but it is the next best thing.
I've just closed my eyes again. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train.
And yes, folks, it is Dream this morning, but I cannot play his intro because it is 46 seconds long. The sixth longest.
Fine, I will shorten it for you.
The guy. Yes, as a matter of fact, he is a 40-second. Yours, big dog, I think it's 100 and...
A minute and 46.
That's not a Well, I'm not going to give you that one because it's just not. But I think your intro is here. But anyway, we got Dream on with us. Dream, you're listening to the conversation right now. You've been on for a few minutes. Good morning, pal. Thanks for joining us. Do players? We know there's a difference. Players and owners, obviously, blah blah blah. But are players being punished enough? And are the owners getting away with murder? What do you think, Dream? You've been hearing the conversation for a little bit now. Hey, good morning.
Well, first of all, good morning, guys. I know I caught Brian and Sonny in there. I know Big Dog's in there. So good morning, everybody, and everybody listening. I'm glad to be the prodigal son, even though I only missed 1 week. you tend to do that when your daughter has a huge fever. But, you know, I called on Sunday thinking it was Saturday because I was on, like, 2 hours of sleep for the whole weekend. But, you know, it's all good.
Holy crap, no one knew that.
No. I called Sunday morning, and I was like, where is my show? Where are my people? And then all I got was the old bat lady. There are no shows scheduled for this time. And I was like, oh, man. So I was very distraught that week. However, owners and players. Players are dealt with severely and promptly, unless they're like mega millionaire stars. it's all pretty much comes down to what have you done for me lately and what are you worth to me now? Because, I mean, look at the Patriots. You know, Hernandez, you know, played after he was convicted of murder. And then now we have like drug usage and everything else going on, and then, you know, Earth Day is getting, I don't know what, I missed what the punishment was, but it sounds like he was just getting a slap on the wrist, whereas other people are dealt with as severely as possible, as quickly as possible. I think they should have the same, you know, consequences. You know, rules are rules, black and white. Rogers, scorekeeper's always been very clear on that as well. You know, if it's what's good for the goose is good for the gander, pretty much. You know, that's how I've always been. You know, if you're going to hold me to certain expectations, you know, you should follow the same expectations. You know, there shouldn't be separate rules and regulations for different categories of players, or, you know, different for owners or players as well.
You know, folks, and I appreciate that, Dream. Yes, I am a rules guy. I have always been, and I will continue to be. And that's why I clearly said nothing's going to happen to Irsay. But, Dream, actually, in the court of public opinion, Aaron Hernandez is guilty. But he's not guilty yet. What happened this week with Aaron Hernandez, or maybe last week, is they now officially charged him with a drive-by that took place a year before him killing his buddy. So
allegedly,
yes. You know what? Aaron Hernandez is a poor, dumb sap. He doesn't have the attorney to sue our ass. We can say whatever we want about him. Whatever money he had left, it's probably gone already because he's spending so much money on the attorney. So screw him. It's really sad what's happening with Aaron Hernandez.
I was referring to previously, however, he was charged with murder in a previous trial.
That's correct. Well, Dream, he has been charged. There is no previous trial yet. That's why I said in the court of public opinion, Aaron Hernandez is done. He was charged for murdering his friend in his own house, I guess, because there was a mess that was cleaned up in the house. That's the first charge. Mm. The second charge is now the drive-by as well.
The guy got killed in the lot adjacent to his house, not in the house.
Okay, well, then there you go. Even corrected upon that. Now, the thing with Irsay was he was pulled over for drunk driving and he had drugs. And Irsay is not going to get anything. Because there are no rules for the owners in the NFL, guys.
Well, there's rules, but it's just like the...
Oh, my God, are we going to see the secret constitution of the NFL now?
No, what we're going to see is the fact that if you have the money, you have a good enough lawyer, you can get off on anything. Go ask O.J. Go ask Robert Blake. You know, you have enough money and a good enough lawyer, will get off.
Hey, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
That's right. Oh, and stupidity also plays a big part in it, too.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm also need that. Well, folks, we are going to continue. We did lose Brian there for a moment. It is 6:47 a.m. Pacific time here on the West Coast. Well, of course, it's Pacific time on the West Coast. So life is good in the hood. We're going to continue. I know I missed a conversation with what's-his-face, and he went out, his neck injury.
Ringsfielder, he is out with a neck injury. Yes.
Yeah, he's done for the year. Bummer. Bye-bye. Hope you have a good time off.
So, first time ever on the DL.
Yeah, he had like 586 consecutive games played, the longest streak in Major League Baseball. So, yeah, bummer. See ya. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
You don't seem very empathetic to him.
I'm not. I don't have to be. So,
it's not a Yankee. If it was a Yankee, he'd probably be, you know, getting on a plane and making sure that his hand cradles his neck.
Sonny Clark, couch potato.
547 streak.
Oh, 547. Oh, my God, 547, and I missed that?
The longest actually.
547. That is a significant number in the world of Star Trek. Yes, it is. 47, baby.
Is that how many women
Kirk
banged or
what? No, how many green ones he banged in the first season, but that's neither here nor there. Well, as Eddie Murphy said, Kirk was a man and shit. Even did the green ones. There was no doubt about it.
It's a manly man.
I know. I can't believe him. They weren't even ripe yet.
Yeah, and some people won't even put anything that's green in their mouth. So there you go.
Wow. So, by the way, beep!
I know what the significance of the 247 is.
No, it's 547.
I know what the significance is, though.
Man, go ahead.
It's the
number than 546?
No, it's the amount of time between William Shatner talking in his lines. It's 547 seconds. You know, and that stupid pause of his.
Okay, fair enough. Big dog that. Anyway, folks.
When are we?
Yeah,
gonna go to
too.
Hooper. Drive.
Say what?
Fuck. When are we going to go? Hyperdrive.
There you go, folks. Nope, we always have to bring Star Trek into it, and that's my fault.
So what is the significance of it?
Anyway, so we're gonna, I don't have the time nor the inclination to explain it right now. 47 is the big number, Star Trek.
547 is the amount of 547 is the amount of years the Reds are going to have to wait to win the World Series.
No, that's the Cubs.
Yeah, I'm beginning to think that if they do trade Jeff Smarza, their alleged ace this year, they may not make it to the World Series next year. And something happened. Something is happening, folks. Someone is disappearing in the picture right now. Because if they make that trade, I don't think they're going to – it's not going to happen. The Cubs are not going to win the World Series. And Michael J. Fox is going to have to get another DeLorean and go back in time and fix something.
Try
and they're going to have to fix. Do you know what it was? There must have been some causality loop that their general manager got caught in. The tremor in the timeline was when they hired the Boston Red Sox GM. That's when everything changed. And we, for the longest time, thought that he was going to bring the Cubs to the 2015 World Series, but it looks like he himself is the harbinger of the end for the Cubs.
That's Starbucks.
Oh, you dog! You beat me to it! That's exactly what I was going to say. He is the Starbucks of the Battlestar Galactica 30. They even got Battlestar Galactica in there, folks. Anyway, we are way off on a tangent, but that's neither here nor there. All right, big dog.
Yeah.
Let's run over to the NBA for a little bit. Look, for the NHL, we know what's going on. Over in the East is the Montreal Canadiens versus the New York Rangers, and the Rangers lead the series 2-1. Game 4 is Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, and of course the Kings play tonight at L.A. Oh, that means the Kings are going to lose tonight. They're at L.A., and they're playing tonight at 8 p.m. Pacific time, which is, 5 o'clock? No, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific.
And they are tied up 1-1.
That means the Kings are going to lose.
Yeah, we'll see.
Damn it!
No, Kings got this.
The 10-game suspension on that Rangers I can't say his name. Is it Carcelo? Carcelio?
Sure.
That was a good fight, evidently, out there. I missed the fight, but I read the fact that they suspended him for 10 games. So there you go.
Yep. So what do you want to know about the NBA?
Where are we in the NBA playoffs, Big Dog? Because it looks like, I think, there's a lot of defeatists out there saying this is over.
As
Miami's going all the way, and that's it. It's done.
Oh, Miami lost the first game against Indiana.
Okay, well, so where are we?
Very handedly also.
Well, we've seen
the Spurs that are handing it to OKC.
Yes.
That's the big one.
I don't know what Popovich does.
I don't know, but I called San Antonio.
I don't know if that river that runs along the Alamo Dome or whatever the name of the stadium is now is actually the Fountain of Youth or something.
Sequoia! that's where the Spanish conquistadors were looking for the city of gold.
I don't know, because it seems like every time the playoffs come around, Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili all of a sudden, shave 10 years off their bodies.
Where are we in the NBA playoffs?
In the NBA playoffs right now, the San Antonio Spurs are manhandling the Oklahoma City Thunder. They are just taking it to them. They beat them, I believe, by 30 points in game 2. It was a
holy crap!
It was a beatdown. So
this was the Mixers showing up to the Alamo again, right, and kicking the crap out of the future American.
And next game,
did you guys know? At the Alamo, that there were only 2 Mexican soldiers that died. Did you guys know that? If there was an epic butt whipping, it was the Alamo. I mean, talk about just going to die. And that's what happened. And I know everyone in Texas just flipped out right now, but that's okay. There were only 2 soldiers that died in the Mexican army. And we're the boys of mañana. Mañana. And, well, yeah, go on, Big Dog. I'm sorry. I just had to throw that in the end.
That's fine.
God, please, please.
That's because they took the mortality rate the next day.
There might have been more that died, of course. But, yeah, go on. Right now, by 32? Holy crap! Are you serious?
Yeah,
that's
not out of
them. Down in fourth playoff?
No, there's been worse.
There's been worse. They lost by 32.
Clippers.
Let's go over the Clippers in the ball, and then yes, we will.
So San Antonio is leading 2 games tonight. Heading back to Oklahoma. They will be playing Sunday at 5:30 Pacific time on TNT. On the flip side in the East is Indiana and Miami all tied up 1-1. That one is going pretty interesting. Paul George will be playing for Game 3. He suffered a concussion in Game 2, but has passed the concussion test. Says he feels fine. That game is, I believe, tonight. It is tonight at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, and that will be on ESPN. So we'll see. As far as the Heat foregone conclusion, I don't think so, not yet. This one, I think, is going to go to 6, possibly 7 games.
Well, thank you, Big Dog. I'm thrilled to know that Miami is down. You said they're 1-1 or 1-0?
1-1. But they suffered the beat down, but they're going back to Miami, though.
You know,
but Miami has not been a safe haven for them.
That's wonderful conversationalism there, Big Dog. Not a safe haven. That's interesting. Seriously, can Indiana take Miami?
Yes.
All right.
If they play the inside game like they should be with their big guys, they can take Miami. Miami has no answer for centers.
Then I have a lot of hope for that. Thank you, Big Dog.
But as we all know, Indiana kind of imploded the last month and a half or so.
You know, Big Dog, are they going to beat them or not? Don't do this. Oh, wow, they can kick their ass. Oh, but you know what? They haven't done well of late. Don't do that to me, Big Dog.
As of right now, it is a toss-up.
I think Big Dog's right on with that. I have to agree with Big Dog right there. The Pacers have been strong. You know, they have, you know, a great inside game, but I think it's going to come down to the inconsistency of Hibbert, you know, and Paul George. Is he going to be playing or not? You know, and I know he'll physically be on the court, but sometimes they just don't show up mentally, you know, and that's not going to win them games. You know, when Paul George only gets a couple points, that ain't going to happen. You know, they've got to show up and they've got to make it happen. And I hate to say it because it sounds completely different than it is in my head, but it's the Pacers' game to lose. Because if they play their game the way they play it and it's done right, you know, and they're all there and they're all playing, I think they can handle the Heat. However, I don't think it's going to happen because I just don't think they're consistent enough, and LeBron's going to get his 30, 40 points in every playoff game no matter what. And then it's for Miami, it's going to be what does Dwayne Wade do? What does Chris Bosh do? You know, how many threes is Ray Allen going to put up? You know, because Ray Allen in playoff time is the same as Tim Duncan. You know, playoff time, Ray Allen gets in there, hits 3 or 4, you know, 5 3-pointers, and he looks 10 years younger sometimes. You know, his defense is still there. You know, but, you know, for the Pacers, it's going to come down to, is Roy Hibbert going to be playing at his all-star self? You know, is Paul George going to be playing at his all-star self? You know, and after a concussion, you know, even though he says he's fine, I think it's more like, you're fine, right? You're going to play, right? You know, you're going to earn that paycheck, right? You know, so, and, you know, as a player, you don't want to miss out on that stuff either. You know, so it's going to come down to whether they're really 100% there, present, and into that game, you know, more so than what is Miami going to do to them. Because, you know, Miami's going to be that monster that it is. And I hate LeBron. I really do. You know, everybody does, unless you're from Miami. So just my personal opinion. As far as West Coast goes, You know, Spurs have been manhandling OKC. Ibaka's done for this playoff series, I believe. I don't think he's coming back unless they really stretch it out and they're seeing a game seven. You know, I doubt that they're going to make it that far. I think we're going to be looking at a Spurs-Heat final, and I really hope the Spurs, the old grandpas of the NBA, can hang on. I mean, they do look amazing. You know, as Big Dog was saying, you know, they got their legs back, you know, but as far as hanging on against the Heat, it's going to be really tough.
Mr. Clark, you've been quiet there for a while.
Oh, I've just been listening. But I'll tell you, last year, team compared to this year, as far as Indiana is concerned, remember last year that Miami, you know, won the series in seven, you know, in the playoffs last year, and then the year before that they won it in 12, six games. So you're looking at the difference in the Indiana last year to this year, I think it's huge. I mean, more so, and it boils down to the last weeks of, or the last month of the season compared to what they were doing in 2013. So it's a different type of Indiana Pacer team this year, but in reality, you know, they seem to be battling these guys fairly well. But I think I agree with Dream as far as the consistency of it. I don't think you're going to see that, because when the Miami Heat really feel like they've got to go, they can go. Now, granted, they got their asses handed to them by 30 in the first – or they lost the first game, and it wasn't by 30, mark that. But that was the other – that was OKC. But when the first game where Indiana beat them 107-96 – they were still within striking distance with like 5 minutes left to play in the game. They didn't get that part done. Then Miami came back and beat them by four, and that's more of a game that you're going to see from this series, is the 87-83, I mean the 94-90s. That's the number that you'll expect to see in the for the rest of the series. And I give that you know, edge over to Miami. I would love to, me personally, I'd love to see a Spurs-Pacers champion. I don't think we're going to see it. But right now, man, San Antonio, they look really good, and it is. It's going to have to be all about conditioning as far as – but when you take a look at the rest of the series, remember, you know, at max, you got seven more games if you make it to the championship if you're the Spurs. You need to get out of this, you know, playoff games here with Oklahoma City as fast as you can. And I just don't see that happening either. I think Oklahoma City is going to go home, and they're going to win two games at home, and then we're going to be talking about what's going to happen in game number five. So both of these series, I think, are far from over, and I think any four of these teams could end up winning their playoff matchup.
Folks, excellent analysis right there. Actually, a lot of fun. I do appreciate it. I want to take a quick moment. But, no, Big Dog wants to ask.
Well, no, I was just going to say, in the Oklahoma City Spurs series, in these first two games, Oklahoma has lost by a combined 52 points. They lost by 17 in game one and by 35 in game two.
Yep.
That's what I was doing.
Oh, you're doing the math right now. Wow. Folks, talk about consistency. There's the Big Dog and Dream and the Cast Potato. Folks, I am livid with Blog Talk Radio again. We have had probably one of the biggest weeks that we have had, and yet no love from Blog Talk Radio again. I would
of
say
course
that
not.
You're not paying
thousands of dollars for the service, so that's why.
And yet we are attracting bigger guests than anyone on Blog Talk Radio right now. Folks, we are the San Antonio Spurs of Blog Talk Radio. I don't know, and I've got to put it out there, folks. Hey, we've been doing this for 6 years, and we're senior members of Blog Talk Radio. On Sunday night, Mark Lee hit it out of the park again. Three Hobbits were on Sunday night from the Hobbit movie. Jed Brophy was one of them. Adam Brown was another one, and I forget the other one, the fat one, the fat not the Hobbit, the
dwarves.
The
The dwarves, yeah, thank you, Dream. And
did the walking tree come in and talk?
No, the walking tree did not come in and talk, but we had three dwarves from The Hobbit headlining an incredible Sunday night, and then on Tuesday night, Fandom Access scores with Warehouse 13. Got everyone in. Warehouse 13, actually, first of all, Warehouse 13, the Twitter feed, the radio, the you know, they recognized the program, and they retweeted to their 13,000 followers, you know, the interview. So on Sunday night, we score huge. On Tuesday night, we score huge, and nary a word is mentioned on Blog Talk Radio. So, you guys.
Thanks, Blog Talk.
Oh, I wasn't even going to say thanks. That's not in my lexicon right now. I mean, talk about
no,
the
no,
epitome.
They need the kindness. Hey, today they got the kindness ambassador on. You know, so that's you know, that's something that really brings home the big things. And then the official starter kit for brides. Okay, yeah, those are things that need to have the today's best look. You know, yeah, definitely, yeah. And there you go. Just to let you know.
Yeah, and by the way, folks, stay tuned. We have, dare I say, even bigger guests scheduled. I mean, we're doing what we do again. We went through our dog days. That's January through April, huh, Big Dog? Those are the dog days on NDB Media because it happens. And we get back into it, and oh, my God, it's unbelievable the guests that we've been having. And, again, no love from Blog Talk Radio. Unbelievable. Mr. Clark, of the names I just gave you right now and of knowing what's going on, are there bigger guests that have been on? No, there aren't. I can answer that for you. There's no one. And yet we did not get picked. Unbelievable.
That's one of the problems with Blog Talk Radio that right now. They're going through a transition of on whose ass they're going to kiss, and it's going to be the ones that are paying the thousands of dollars each month in order to do it. I've never seen anything like it. You know, when we go from probably one of the – if you – hey, on or around the 28th, I'm going to have on Titus O'Neil from the WWE on my show.
I saw
okay.
that.
Now, yeah. You watch. It won't get picked as a feature. Not going to happen. And I'm ready for that. But we will have other craziness as far as even in the sports category that they'll be talking about nothing and get the feature. And it really does go to the fact on how much anybody's going to be paying anymore. So it's almost useless to put in the feature, but at the same time, if it's Titus O'Neil, you got to at least put in the request.
Yeah, you're so right. But there you go, folks. Just wanted to...
And, of course, Scorekeeper knows exactly who Titus O'Neil is. You know, one of the major primetime players. You know that, right?
Who?
Who?
Sorry, guys.
Well, the primetime players broke up, by the way, so.
Yeah, I know. He's a bad guy now.
Who?
Yeah, I love it. I wish they'd give him the push on the bad guy.
Hold on a minute. Hey, Dream, are you into wrestling?
No, not really. Not
okay.
anymore.
So Dream,
not after Undertaker
yeah.
lost, you know.
Oh, Undertaker. Yeah. Folks, look, I'm sorry, but I still believe in GLOW. And speaking of GLOW, Cuervo is in the chat room, and I wonder when he'll be joining us. Good morning, Cuervo. We miss you, and hopefully you'll be joining us real soon. Take care of business. I think.
Do you want him to come on?
Yeah. Excuse me?
Do you want him to come on the phone?
I would like him to be on the program with us, yes. I would like him to converse
right.
with us.
Cuervo, we're going to take your calls from you. In Chicago, the Bulls.
Oh, I heard about that. Let's go back to the NBA, right? Yeah, he's already bragging about, if I do become a head coach, Kobe's going to have to change his game.
No, that was Byron Scott saying that. Byron Scott said that, not Thibodeau.
I never said Thibodeau.
Well, who do you think I'm talking about? His coach. Cuervo's coach in Chicago, the Chicago Bulls.
You want
Bulls.
Thibodeau?
That's what the Lakers want.
Oh, God, no. Byron Scott, dude.
Oh, I know. I want Byron, but I'm just saying. I'm trying to egg him on to come on.
Hey, Cuervo, come on, dude.
What up, Cuervo?
He might be at work. Remember, on Saturday, sometimes he actually has to be.
He's at work, and he's in the chat room? Oh.
Yeah, well, he can listen. I mean, he can listen, but he might not be able to be in the position to speak.
Cuervo, well, not in the position to speak.
I say the Lakers hold off, and I say they wait for the Thunder to lose and then get Derek Fisher in. I think that would
be
wonderful.
Derek Fisher is being projected as going to the New York Knicks. That Phil Jackson is waiting for the Thunder to lose so he can offer the job to Derek Fisher. That is the very hot rumor going around right now.
I hope he doesn't.
Just came up with it.
I hope with all my heart that he does not go to the Knicks. Because then it's just going to be Phil Jackson coaching through Derek Fisher.
Well, that's
in my
hopeful
opinion.
That's what's going to happen anyways, because Phil Jackson only wants to get a coach that knows his triangle offense, because that's what he wants the Knicks to run next year. So no matter who gets there, it's going to be them coaching through Phil Jackson, or Phil Jackson coaching through them. That is why Mark Jackson has been passed over, because Mark Jackson is not a big fan of triangle, nor do I think their personalities would mesh. They are both very alpha A-type personas, and I think right now that after Phil Jackson lost Steve Kerr to the Golden State Warriors, he's really going to start flexing his ego. So whoever takes over is going to have to be able to take orders from Phil Jackson.
And that's exactly why I don't want Derek Fisher there. I mean, I have so much respect for both of these people. You know, Derek Fisher, I think, would be a better start-out coach in L.A., primarily because it would be his first gig. He's going to have a crappy team. He's going to be able to get his feet wet without people like blaming him for a million losses, just because they would respect him more than D'Antoni. Sad to say, but I think it's true.
That may be true. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, I'm just thinking. Like, I think it would be a softer, you know, less expectations from him, knowing that, you know, the Lakers aren't going to have much in the can, you know. Less expectations, easier, you know, jump into the coaching pool, you know, and then a couple years later, you know, when we're ready to, like, really make our big, strong push and hit, you know, he'll be ready to be like, hey, you know, you had one or two bad seasons with the Lakers, you know, that third year, you destroyed it, you know, and then it's going to look even better on him. Yeah, if he goes to the Knicks, you know, it's going to be super high, you know, super high expectations from him. You're going to be under Phil Jackson. You're going to have a Carmelo Anthony. You know, it's going to be extremely important for him to perform. And if he doesn't, it's going to be like, what the heck were you guys thinking? You know, Phil Jackson's going to be able to say, hey, he screwed up. You know, I don't know what's going on. If I would have had somebody else, it would have been amazing. You know, and I don't think he would want to get into that situation, you know, if he thinks it through, unless he's just thinking, hey, it's Phil Jackson, it's the Knicks. Heck yeah, I'll take the money.
Unfortunately, Dream, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to completely disagree with you. The Lakers are not a franchise that will accept another couple of years of losing, period. They already are pretty much a season and a half, almost pretty much two seasons into losing. That is not the Laker way. The fact that we have the seventh pick and tons of money next year and pretty much a lot of money this year, they're not going to go with a coach that has no coaching experience. They need a seasoned coach or a coach that's been around for a while that knows what he's doing, that can handle these young guys, because the expectation of the Laker fans is to win, not to say, oh, Derek Fisher's here. We'll lose for two more years, and then we'll get someone. No, that ain't working. That we've done that now for a year and a half, It hasn't worked yet. The Laker fans demand winning.
Yeah, you know why they demand winning?
Because that's all we do.
Well, okay, that's all the Lakers do. But when you're paying $15,000 for a courtside seat, you do not want to see
a loser.
You're not paying for a loser. The Lakers charge more than anyone does by a lot.
The Knicks are up there. But Nick, I'm not sure the Knicks
are
actually
anymore.
Yeah, but
again, you're actually,
But
who's out there? Who's the big name that's out there, though, guys? I mean, who are the Lakers seriously? As far, I mean, this team when they go for the big coach. I mean, who is out there? I mean, we kind of briefly talked about this on that being said that we had on your channel last Sunday because of softball.
Yeah,
but. I mean, who's really out there, if you really think about it, that are really a big name that are not ready to die? I mean, Jerry Sloan, I mean, he's about
no.
I mean,
no. When I say
nobody
big names,
wants
I meant,
to go
I meant,
to the Lakers
I meant,
right now. That's the thing.
I meant players being as far as big names. As far as coaches are concerned, I don't think they're going to go for like a mega name because I don't know if they want to pay that kind of money. They've already gone that way already twice. Hasn't worked out. So there's a lot of names out there still. I mean, there's Byron Scott being one of them, Mark Jackson. You still have Brian Shaw in the works. So he should have been coaching somewhere already. But then you have some of the other names. I mean, there was talk for a while about Stan Van Gundy, but of course he signed with Detroit for 5 years.
Right.
Steve Kerr was another name, but of course he went to Golden State.
Yeah, talk about.
But Steve Kerr, I mean,
I just think that the Lakers I just think the Lakers have that little plague on their name right now, and nobody wants to touch it. You know, you're not going to get a super huge name that's gonna go in and say, hey, this is the team for me. You know, I don't think there's very many Doc Rivers choices, you know, anymore, you know, where you say, Clippers, really? Oh, wait, there's Chris Paul. Oh, wait, there's Blake Griffin. All right, let's do this. You know, who do you have? You have an old Kobe. That's it. You know,
the only problem with the Clippers right now is rumors are Doc does not know if he's coming back next year because of all these problems. And the fact that Chris Paul and Blake Griffin are now, of course, these are all just rumors, of course, that as soon as their contracts are done, that they're gone, that they want nothing to do with the Clippers. A lot of players on the team are saying that because of all this that has happened, they know they can get the money elsewhere. So they want to distance themselves from the Clipper franchise. So
especially if they don't win.
You know, and of course,
they're done.
What has been confirmed by the players themselves is if Sterling is still owning the team when training camp comes around, they are going to demand free agency.
Okay,
and of course, Silver said he will listen to that and take that into account.
Okay, boys. Look, first of all, it's not going to happen. They're not going to let him go because that's the first move they made. They already said that Sterling is no longer running the team. He is basically not even the owner anymore because they already put Parsons as a CEO.
Yeah, but he's still earning the money. That's the problem.
No. Hey, you know what? That was the problem when all this when it went out.
True.
So these little effing hypocrites, only when it suits
him,
is not going to hold out in a few months, kid.
These guys knew coming in the way he was.
Okay, all right, Big Dog, we had that conversation.
Yeah.
I already made it very clear. These players knew how he was.
Yeah.
Now they're going to take advantage because they have a chance to get some more money. But here's the deal, kid. When the NBA is in the situation, they already handled it as far as it was their concern. They already kicked him out. The wife, this is why I said it was rumors. When Sterling said he's going to allow the wife to make the deal, no, it's done. They got the meeting scheduled where the owners are going to strip him of ownership, meaning.
No, they're not going to strip him of ownership. They're going to. The meeting is for him to have his side. Then they vote, and the vote is they will force him to sell the team. They're not going to strip. They will force him to sell. They won't immediately strip him of the team. They can't.
Well,
they can force him to sell the team. But then if he turns out and there's a counter lawsuit, you know how that works. That'll be years and years.
Yes.
That's at that point when the players say, this is what's going to happen. We don't want to be here anymore.
Well, it's funny. In their playoff run, they were still getting
on the list. Hold on, folks. That you might not be aware of, just really quick, let me interject. Donald Sterling has signed over the Clippers to his wife. Okay, and so that part has happened. So Donald Sterling is actually out.
Oh, hold on a minute.
Yes.
Okay, Sonny Clark, hold on a minute. First of all, to sign over the Clippers to the wife don't mean dick if the governors haven't approved it.
That is true.
It doesn't matter. So what the rumor was that he gave his wife the authority to make the sale.
Yes.
Okay, that's what, if you believe that rumor.
He gave the wife the authority to sell his 50% of the team along with her 50%. And the way that the rumor is continuing is the NBA has yet to approve this, you know, of her handling this, because it is going to be with the assumption that her 50% goes with Donald Sterling's 50%. So there will be no Sterling's ownership. And that is what's being talked about supposedly over this weekend. It's supposed to have an answer on Tuesday or Wednesday whether this is true or not. But he did not sign anything over to her. He just gave her, in other words,
go ahead and get it done.
Yeah, kind of power of attorney type of thing to say, you can sell. You're in charge of selling. I still own the team, but you're like my real estate agent, in essence.
Okay, now allow me to be a jerk and allow me to be a jerk and make clear what is going on here. The Lakers are held in trust. So
No, you get the hell out of here.
Yeah. All right. So what happens is they all have an equal ownership in the Sterling Group, because if Donald dies, it goes on to the wife and to the kids. That's the way the design is. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they haven't committed suicide yet, so it's all good. So they designed it in such a way that it would just pass on to them. So right now the NBA has to approve any ownership change, because that's the way they've been doing it forever. And as far as them running the team and taking everything away, they've done so. They put Parsons. You guys know him from AOL and Time Warner. Everyone was so happy to bring Parsons aboard, but if you've looked at his corporate history, Parsons is one of the greatest failures as a CEO the world has ever known. It is amazing, but everyone thinks it was politically correct to bring Parsons aboard. Look at his CEO history. Parsons is worthless, guys. Should take a look at it, but it fit because he was a recognized name. But
wait a second.
I'm
going to
bring him on right now.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Speaking of names you recognize, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, first of all, I'm not the couch potato. I recognize the phone numbers. That's okay. I only suffer from mad cow when I want to. It's all good.
Oh, geez.
Good morning, Cuervo. The big dog is threatening to steal your head coach.
Yeah, a lot of people are threatening to steal my head coach. However, I haven't seen him pack his bags yet. So as of right now, he's still the Chicago Bulls head coach. And I'm
depends
totally
on
fine
who
with
writes
that.
The bigger check.
I don't know about that, Sonny. I really don't know about that. I mean, I'm sure he's had other offers, you know, the mixed rumors last year, the things like that, and I mean, I don't know. I just don't know if he really, really wants to go. Does he bump heads with the GM? Yes, but I just don't know if that's going to be enough for him to actually want to make that move and leave. It's It's tough because there's signs pointing that he is going to go, and then there's a lot of signs that point that he's not going anywhere. So it'll be really interesting to see.
Well, folks,
I agree. I don't think he's going anywhere, but I just wanted to poke at Cuervo.
Yeah, because just we haven't heard from him in a little bit. But folks, first of all, there's not going to be any coaching changes right now because the NBA abhors decisions being made at this time of year, and I believe it's in the rules. They really can't do that stuff right now.
No, I mean, Steve Kerr signed. So has
well,
so has,
there you
by
go.
The
so
way, has, since when did Steve Kerr become the biggest name in coaching? I mean, my gosh, we kind of briefly touched on this last week, and I wanted to talk to Big Dog. Big Dog, since when has Steve Kerr become the biggest name in coaching that he demands that kind of salary?
Oh, I don't know. I think Golden State was crazy to give him that kind of money, that amount of years for absolutely no coaching experience whatsoever on any level.
Because they wanted to prove to Jackson that they could do what they wanted because he was a little prick to them. Only because Jackson didn't do what they wanted them, what they wanted him to do. It's the only reason why Kerr was the luckiest bastard in the world.
I'm trying to remember, what negotiations did Golden State have with Jackson?
Didn't they let him go?
Phil Jackson?
No, the coach.
That's who we're talking about, Phil.
Not Phil.
Phil Jackson was going to hire Steve Kerr.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
And then Steve Kerr decided over the weekend not to go, last weekend, not to go with Phil Jackson and go instead to Golden State.
And who was the coach
or
before?
Mark Jackson.
Got fired.
Yes.
And he got fired because ownership just didn't.
There was a lot of friction between ownership and he.
And they.
Because he does not hold back. He's like Phil Jackson. That's what I'm saying. I don't think Phil and he would work well together. Very abrasive, both of them.
Very abrasive.
Abrasive personalities.
But they both have one thing in common.
They want to win?
Yes, and they want to win bad.
Yeah, but they have different coaching styles.
Yes.
And
yeah, because
Phil Jackson is.
I don't believe in the triangle.
Phil Jackson is adamant that he will have the Knicks run the triangle next year. So, but yeah, you're right, Sonny. Steve Kerr getting $5 million.
Savory, already did.
No, but he's damn near.
What is he, like 97?
He's like 84, 85 maybe.
Wow. Is he going to be there? Is he there?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
You're absolutely right, though, Sonny. Steve Kerr, that amount of money for that many years, I don't think it's going to work. And there's some rumors that Steve Kerr will run some sort of a triangle. At least part of the time during the games, which I think will be a detriment to the advantages that Golden State has running up and down. But as I said before, Golden State is fun to watch. They're an exciting team, but based on what they have and the way they run their team, they're never going to win a championship. Everybody knows that in the playoffs, it's ground and pound. You pound everything down into the center, you have to have a big man in the middle, and they don't have that. At least not the type of center they need to win a championship with. Sonny? Did we lose Sonny?
No.
Did we lose Sonny? No, Sonny, is Sonny on mute?
Mentally, you did. Mentally, you lost him.
That's funny.
He's playing with his lizard.
Yeah, we may have for a moment. Well, folks, we are now and just about to enter the fourth quarter here on Sports Talk with the Guys, having a wonderful conversation. Of course, we have Dream, we have Cuervo, we have Couch Potato, when he so chooses to come back, and, of course, the Big Dog and I are here. Hopefully we'll have...
Hey, we have two new potential buyers for the Clippers.
Well, in addition to the NDB Media Group?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, because we put a serious cash offer down for them again. Just like we did for the Dodgers, right?
Yeah.
We were the first ones to put money down, but I don't know, dude. Here's the thing. With one of them, it is obvious that Yao Ming is beholden to the Chinese Communist Party. Did you guys know that he had to pay like 10 or 20% to the Chinese government as a free agent?
Yep.
Yeah, I think that still applies.
Go ahead, Big Dog. Well, Yao Ming is, of course, one of the people
who's trying desperately to establish an ownership group.
Yes, to buy the Clippers, along with former Clipper, former Phoenix Sun, former Detroit Piston, Grant Hill is trying to get a group going also to possibly purchase the Clippers. So this ever-growing group of people, the other notables are Larry Ellison, who could partner with David Geffen and Oprah Winfrey to form their own group, former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer, Magic Johnson, of course, along with the Guggenheim partners, and they're trying to buy all Los Angeles now, it seems like, because they have the Dodgers, they want the Clippers. Supposedly they made a bid on the Lakers after Dr. Jerry Buss passed away. So we're somewhere, sooner or later, we're going to see what they're worth. Now, if the very lowly Milwaukee Bucks sold for $550 million, we could see a billion-dollar sale for the Clippers, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of a billion-dollar sale, we have a caller, folks, and I'm genuinely surprised. We do have a caller, and I am genuinely surprised that she would be calling us.
Did Andrew?
No, she's calling.
Yeah.
No. So hold on. I'm really impressed. It just goes to show you guys, if you look up a number on the Internet, it's really ridiculously easy to find them. But that's why I know it's her. I want to welcome her on, and she wants in. Oh, my goodness. It is Saturday morning. What are you doing calling in?
You'll know.
Just a moment.
I'm actually at the laundromat. I'm at the laundromat. I'm at the spot. Yeah, I'm at the spot. And what's this about NDB Media trying to buy the Clippers? So that means you got a check from Old Spice for all those commercials that we've been playing, right? So where's my cut?
Shai, what happens is, whenever there is a possible chance for a team to be sold, we add up all of our monies real quick. And NDB Media, it doesn't add up long to take everything. NDB Media had an all-cash offer for the Dodgers in excess of $5,000 last time. It was all cash, baby. but we were the first ones to put in, and 2 weeks ago we were the first ones for the Clippers. But this time around, it was in excess of $10,000. I forget the actual time, but this is 2 weeks later, so I think the offer, I think it's closer to $4,000 now.
And as far as your cut is concerned, Shai, when Scorekeeper bought the stamp, there went your cut.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you have to be careful what you do in my cut. You never know when I'm listening.
Oh, well. For those of you that know, this is Shai Roseland, the star of NDB Media from Eclectic Offerings and also the co-host on
Raise Your Glass with Tanya Machado.
I know
nothing about professional sports. I just listen because, you know, I'm trying to learn.
You're in good company.
Yeah.
Because none of us know anything about sports.
Yeah.
It's rain today over there. It's 40% chance after 1 o'clock.
So what's the weather like out there?
We had like a ton of rain last night, but it's actually clearing up. It's actually kind of nice out here now.
Mine just says New York. I don't know what part of
it. Yeah, big dog. Right now, everything you just said went to pot because. So where are you at, Shai? What's the laundromat?
I'm at my usual laundromat near my house, you know, trying to get some stuff done. It's supposed to rain again later, so I figured let me get out and do what I gotta do.
All right, fair enough. Well, you know, the big dog is writing me right now because he figures that I try to get something over in on him, and you stood up for him. So
I'm writing you. Can I thank you, Joe?
Shut up.
Yep.
Oh, I miss you guys.
Miss you, too.
Yeah, thanks, Shai. Everything was going fine up until the big dog gets nasty again.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Whatever. Well, we ask you to stay with us, Shai, by all means. If you want to jump in anytime, go ahead and ask us any questions. We are going to continue. We are – oh, Shai, No kidding.
Yes.
I looked up the number real quick. I said, is this a radio show calling us? Because they do that from time to time. So I had to look up the number, and it went right to you're like the third listing. I'm like, wow.
Really?
Yeah. It took like all of a minute to figure it out. So, but you should look up the number and see what it shows on the internet. But anyway, folks, we are having a great time. We're down to 25 minutes on the program here on Saturday morning. You are listening to Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. And yes, folks, NDB Media in the month of April earned $47 in advertising.
What?
Yes.
Huh.
And the 48. There's $47 that was earned by NDB Media in April. So, folks, if you want it up, there's 48 people involved at NDB Media. So when Vic said, when I use the stamp,
I'll give you a dollar for you to
run it up. When I use the stamp, that pretty much went everything.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so, yeah, it was very disappointing. But, it is what it is. All right, folks, we are going to continue. Big Dog, where else are you taking?
Actually, I wanted to get your take on the fact that the Dodgers, who are nearly one-third of the way through the season, with sky-high expectations, but a vast majority of fans here in Southern California still can't watch them.
Oh, my God, Big Dog, why is that? Are they like NDB Media that has no cable? And I hate my wife because of it?
Yes, Time Warner Cable, which, of course, operates Sportsnet LA, the team-owned all-Dodger station that launched in February, still doesn't have a distribution agreement with, get this, DirecTV, Cox Cable, Charter Communications Cable, Verizon, Dish, and the AT&T Network all do not have agreements with them. So they said more than 68% of the L.A. area does or cannot watch the Dodgers because of this. What is your take on that, sir?
Well, folks, it looks like the Dodgers may have it priced out of their own television market. Because when you sell the television rights for $8.35 billion, subscribers are going to have to pay roughly $30 a year just to see the Dodgers. And every channel is saying, we're not going to increase our rates by $30. It's just not going to happen. Because when you look at the projected audiences, basically Time Warner wants $30 from every subscriber. And all the cable companies have said, you can blow me.
And you know what the weird thing is, it is the fact that when was the last time the Dodgers won a title? In 81, correct?
Actually, I'm getting a lot of feedback, so Shy, I'm going to put you on hold. Maybe you'll apologize. Yeah, there it is. For the background noise.
1981 was the last time the Dodgers won a title?
No, they won in 1988.
88, excuse me. Okay. So they haven't won a title since 1988.
They're starting to suck even more than the Boston Red Sox.
Yes, but the fact is the Dodgers, who signed away their television rights for how many billions of dollars was that one?
8.35
No, the Lakers.
Oh, yeah. There was like 3 or 4 billion?
It might have been 5, I believe. So
Let's
say $5 billion. And they were able to make an agreement, although they cut it damn close because I was like, I missed preseason, but that was okay. But they reached an agreement with everyone, and the rates didn't increase. We win championships way more often than the Dodgers do. So what makes the Dodgers think that they want $30 from everyone?
Well,
especially when the Guggenheim Group who have money coming out of their butts.
Okay, guys, the $30 figure is if you just
the
math.
Yeah, I understand that.
And everyone has basically said it's not going to happen. Now, the official figures, folks, are you know, something that you'll have to get from the ownership groups. But when you look at the people that sign up for cable and you look at the numbers every year, they basically want $30 per subscriber, and it's just unbelievable. DirecTV says, hey, we want to carry them, but you guys are crazy.
Wow. Get this. The Dodgers league right now in attendance with an average of 46,194 people for the 22 home games that they've played so far. but only an average of 43,000 households are able to 43,000 households are able to actually watch the games at home.
And another thing is
in a city of what 20 million people?
No. LA has between 3 and 4 million people.
LA County. Riverside.
Southern California has an audience in excess of 10 million.
Okay.
Yeah. LA City is just 3 to 4 million,
yeah,
which is still significant. There's a problem because if you read the Sunday Times, Bill Flaschke's talking about this.
I like Flaschke.
That the Dodgers, no one's talking about the Dodgers. No one is because they can't see them on TV. Their attendance numbers are out the door,
yeah,
but if you're not there, it's like the Gladiator games. Everyone who went there saw it, but no one else can see it. Vince Scully cannot see it. And I forget how many other people cannot see it.
Yeah, it says that their Nielsen ratings have dropped 72% from last year because, of course, you can't see them.
Yeah. Wow, that is...
But well, you got to look at it like eBay. They want $30 a pop, but that ain't what they're going to get. You know, just because it's listed at $30 doesn't mean that's what they're going to get. They're going to have to relook at it. And, I mean, the price. I mean, they're not a championship team, you know, but you got to look at the number of games that you're getting versus, you know, the number of basketball games you get. You know, you're not – I mean, it's still a huge difference. You know, as far as money wise going, but you're getting a lot more games.
Hold that thought, Big Dog. Very quickly, guys. Again, don't quote me on that $30 thing. I'm just saying when you do the math and you look at subscribers, it basically comes out to about $30. But it's not going to be that way. Big Dog, what were you going to say on that?
I was going to say, according to the article here,
what are you going
to
say?
That the what is it, FoxNet or whoever the hell owns the Dodgers right now, as far as the cable rights are concerned.
The Dodgers own everything.
Okay, well, their cable network is what they're looking at. They're looking for it to be a premium channel.
Yes.
And they want anywhere from $4 to $5, depending on the area that you live in, per month. So you're looking at anywhere from $48 to $60 a year more on your cable bill.
Yeah, that's this is all year.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's unbelievable, guys. You see, I told you it was $30, so they actually want $60.
Yeah.
So even my math was wrong. I was on the conservative side. Because remember, guys, I didn't say that this was monthly. I said specifically that this is what they wanted from each cable subscriber.
Yeah.
And even then, I was wrong. They basically want $60.
A month, yeah. I mean, a year, yeah.
Sonny Clark, oh, my God. Sonny Clark? Fine. Cuervo, are you going to see Dodger games when you get back to Southern California?
Yeah, I'll probably catch a couple of Dodger games. Is that a bad thing? Is this a trap, guys, since we're talking bad about the Dodgers?
No. No, my question is, are you going to see them in person? Are you going to be able to see them on TV? Because Time Warner Cable, where is Time Warner Cable? They're scattered.
They're scattered. They're in East L.A.
Can you imagine that?
Is it started here, or what is it?
Actually, I have Verizon and Time Warner Cable right here.
Time Warner. So you would be able to watch the Dodgers.
Yeah, and I don't.
But you don't have cable, though.
Well, guys, look, I am paying for 50 Mbps on my Verizon. I'm paying $44 a month for 50 Mbps. That's just wow.
Do you know what that is?
Mm-hmm. Bits per second, dude, yes. Yes. That's pretty damn good. And if I go up to 75, I can get it for 50 vital. But anyway, for me to add basic, it's $90 a month. My wife and I talked about it. We thought about it. And we're just like, no, we're only going to watch 5-6 channels. I'm not going to pay $50 a month for basic. And when I called Verizon, and hold on a minute. I'm getting, you know, your best product for $45, and you are going to charge me $89.99 for basic, and I get a phone. I don't want the damn phone. All I want is basic. And they said, sorry.
How much was basic?
Well, it was $90 a month, but then I would actually drop down from 50 Mbps to 15 Mbps. Yeah. I'm like, you guys are effing crazy. You guys are stupid.
No, but it's $90 with the phone, and then if you don't have the phone, then it goes up to 120.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable, folks.
Now, have you checked with Time Warner?
Yeah, it's like $15 for like nothing, for like Channel 7. It's pathetic. It is pathetic what cable has become. And but now the price has dropped to $79.99 for the exact same services. I'm like, I'm still not signing up. It is ridiculous having to pay $50 a month for basic cable. It is stupid.
That's cheap.
Not in my day.
Well, yeah, but you're talking 20 years ago.
Shut up, big dog. I've had DirecTV since 1996,
well,
basically when they started. Nope, sorry. There's a little debt there, so no, it's not going to happen.
We'll get Dish.
I don't want Dish. They're worthless.
What's the difference? They're both satellite.
No, DirecTV really is nice. How much are you paying for cable out there, Cuervo?
More than you want to know, scorekeeper. If you're going crazy about $70 a month, you'd probably pass out if I told you how much I pay.
$175 a month.
You pay? Hold on a minute. You pay $175, big dog?
Yeah, that is for.
Oh, but you have everything.
That's cable, all the premium channels,
yeah,
and all that, and then my internet is 40 megabytes per second, and it's going to be going up to 60 megabytes in about 2 months at no extra charge.
You're paying
$175. They're going to do it for the first year. They introduce it to everybody because they're increasing their internet.
Were you with Charter?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Wow, guys.
And it went down. It was 192.
What?
And then I was like, you know, guys, I'm going to get a little crazy. Let's do this.
What?
And then they said, well, we can do this. We can do that, blah, blah, blah. So it'll go down to 152, but of course with taxes and all that other bullshit, it goes back up to, you know. So I think my bill this month is $168 and change.
Well, right now I'm going to wage a war with the city of Pomona because they charge utility taxes on everything. My cell phone bill went up $30 the minute I moved to Pomona. So you know what I did, Pomona? F you. I moved my phone to my old address and I still had a forwarding coming back and my bill dropped $30. So I'm like, you know, screw that.
Smart man.
And everything that I can change, I'm doing it. But I'm going to wage war in Pomona to get it on the proposition and say, screw them. I'm a county employee. I know what these dumb rat bastards are doing. They don't need these utility taxes. It begins today. I've now let it be known what I've been planning for the last 2 months.
Have you drafted the proposal yet?
As a matter of fact, the proposal is done.
There you go.
Yes. So it's going to be on next year's ballot because Pomona is an odd city. You know, even years is county,
government.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Cities are generally odd years, which is next year. So, yeah, I'm not there.
See, that's what scares me. Just real quick, back to basketball. The Spurs only win on odd years, and this is an even year, so I don't want them to make it to the finals.
Wow.
Although they screwed up that tradition last year because they were in the finals last year and then blew it.
Stupid pussies. They're making way too much noise. My 11 pussies are now causing me duress.
Well, you know, you have to be the pimp man that you are and bitch slap them.
That was not funny, big dog.
It was.
That was not.
Cuervo was laughing.
Cuervo's not laughing.
Yeah, he is. He can just keep
Cuervo, are you laughing?
I like to call it a chuckle.
See? Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday, and also home of the resident Cellar Dwellers. There's a reason why we are the Cellar Dwellers. Yeah, I'm sure it was. But okay. Dream, how much do you pay for cable?
You don't want to know.
See?
We
all pay. On the opposite end.
I throw in an extra $20 on my rent to include cable. So $20,
yeah.
I get all the perks.
Oh yeah, I know. I posted on Facebook I told everyone, I said, look, if you guys have Verizon or if you have if you have Time Warner Cable, I will gladly pay you guys for access to your account so I can put it on my
Oh, that's right. I need to give you mine for a charter.
No, it's okay, big up.
Yes, you can watch HBO Go and all that. You can care.
I don't want to watch HBO. I just want to watch ESPN.
Well, you can do that too.
And I'm willing to pay for that, folks. And no one answered me. I said, oh, all of a sudden, everyone has morals and ethics.
I meant to answer you.
Anyway, well, whatever.
You don't have no morals.
I know. I flip out with the big dog because the big dog will go and buy a movie ticket, and he spends all day there.
Well, the kids are getting tired of it, so I only go two movies now.
Oh, my God.
Oh! And of course, we hit 7-Eleven first, or Circle K, whichever, you know, it depends on what area you live in. I hit 7-Eleven first, and we buy the two hot dogs, or the hot dogs and candy.
But that's
and all that,
we would all do.
And now that goes in my daughter's purse.
Yeah.
And we, what? Same
okay.
No, that's fine.
I've got
have no problem.
I've
and then
got
I, when
the
I
best
go in,
story.
Perhaps,
oh, man, I have to.
Dream, go ahead.
No, big dog. We've all been there, man. We all do that. But I think I got the piece de resistance over here. I went to the movies with Bam years and years ago. And this guy snuck in, get this, a large pizza in the box.
Wow.
Underneath a jacket. And we were feasting. We had hot dogs and pizza and candy, and we had a couple 20-ounce bottles of Coke, and it was, oh man, dude, we ate.
Now see, we, cans of soda are hard because you have to wait for a noisy sequence to open it up. Because there's nothing worse than it'd be totally quiet here.
Okay, folks. That is a piece de resistance. Since we've got everyone on here, Sonny Clark, you better get back. We have everyone.
I am back.
Yes, Shy, what
yes.
have you snuck into a movie theater? What is the most you snuck into a movie? I got to admit, that's a hell of a story because I know who Bam is. Oh, my God.
He's a tiny
you got
guy.
A pizza? That's
yeah,
crazy. Gotta,
I can't top that, that's for sure. My friend's mother snuck in like three ham sandwiches and two, three bottles of soda in her purse and some potato chips in her purse. I mean, you know, women, we can do that. We can, you know, this is my purse. I'm not going to open my purse. So she did that once, but I've never seen anything in there.
Oh, my God. I have to say that my wife is incredibly ingenious, too. But we sneak in those Capri Suns. We sneak in the ding-dongs, all those little things in the pockets.
Oh, yeah.
We've never done what you guys have done. Sonny, what is – and then we're going to go to Cuervo. What is the most that you snuck into a movie theater? This is funny. This is great. I got to admit that pizza
I snuck
deal, though.
In.
Wow.
My wife and I – earlier in the day, made a corned beef in a full corned beef, and we decided to go ahead and bring the corned beef with us, the roast itself. So we actually put that in her purse, and yeah, we had corned beef, and everybody knew it because you could smell it because it smelled damn good. But what are they gonna do?
Oh man! Oh, I got to go to the movies with you.
Guys, there's a segment here that's got to be done when I return to the air on Monday night in June because I've been off on vacation. I got to tell you, this is a fun segment, guys. What we snuck into the theater. God, Cuervo! Dude, what did we snuck into the theater? I got a dream.
Sonny's nickname is now Corned Beef Clark. That's his nickname now. So, a couple, I've done it a couple times.
Clark.
Yeah. Not only if I, and I don't know how I pulled it off, but I did. Not only did I get a couple of 20-ounce Cokes, but I managed to get in the infamous $5 footlong from Subway.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I have one bet
where you stuck it.
Well, folks,
damn.
Is that a sub in your pants? You're just happy to see me.
No, that's my wife's purse.
Oh,
well, that's where she keeps the other stuff.
I thought it might be a meatball sandwich, so there you go.
Oh my goodness! So, folks, we're down in just a few minutes. Sonny, are you going to do a program right after us, or are you?
I got a game tonight, so I didn't plan on it. But if you wanted to keep going, we'd have to set one up. But I got a lot of pre-work to do, so I don't know.
Okay, Cuervo, do you want to go on for a little bit?
I could probably do, I'd say, an extra 30 minutes, guys. That's pretty much all I have to say.
Okay, Sonny, how about, can you set it up, or do you want me to set it up real quick? And then you call in.
No, I'm on my way there. I'm doing it for you.
I'll do it for you. We have 4 minutes. And it looks like we're going to end in about 2 minutes. So we're going to be back on to the top of the hour, at least for 30 minutes or so, because we have some other stuff to do. But I got to admit, wow, there's some creative stuff. This is so cool, guys.
I may jump for Peter's ears. I still give the concession stand its money because I still buy the popcorn and soda. Everything else I do buy somewhere else.
I have to buy the popcorn and soda.
So I buy the popcorn and soda from there because, of course, it's free refill.
Yes, I agree.
It's a large, you know. And
I only get one soda for all of us.
My suggestion has always been the same. If you're only going for one movie, then why are they giving you free popcorn and free soda refills?
Oh, I know.
They want you to stay longer.
The big dog has...
I'm doing what they want.
The big dog has told me that in the past. Raj, why do they give me free soda then?
Yeah, free refill and free popcorn.
So this is something the big dog did not make up right now. So there you go. Okay, guys, we're going to continue this in a little bit. We're going to get back to the sports. This is kind of cool. I want to know.
This has been fun, guys. I got to step off because I got to go check on my laundry, but it's been a blast.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, Shai.
Guys, we are down. Thank you, Shai, for calling in. Look, I'll show you where to look for the advertising figures on MTV
okay.
Media.
All right. I'll catch y'all later.
All right, I'm going to post the link.
Right. Okay, thanks, Sonny. So, folks, just go ahead and call in again.
Oh, I can't post it. I'm out of my league. I can't post it. I'm out of my name, so I'm sorry.
Okay, don't worry about it. Guys, it's all good. We're going to be ending the program. So just go ahead and call in. We're about 2 minutes left, and it's going to be fun right now. So what we're going to do is we're going to end right now in about 20 seconds. Want to thank everyone that called in, and we're just going to talk some more sports for a little bit. But I have a question. Start thinking about it right now. The big dog is probably going to be the all-time winner. But in addition to movie theaters, where have you snuck in, and how many movies did you see? I gotta know. I have to know. So get ready, folks. You are listening to Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. This is the Saturday Morning Extravaganza. Stay tuned. We're going to be doing a break it down segment in about a minute and a half.
Talk with the Guys overtime.
Oh, sounds good. So Sports Talk with the Guys overtime. Be there or be us.
Where?
Yeah, us. We'll see you guys. Peace.